This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush proposed a national transportation plan, but the wheels fell off. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush unveiled his national transportation plan the other day. In spite of worthwhile ideas, it provoked heavy criticism. The president ducked the federal government's fundamental responsibility. He passed the buck to state and local governments and the traveling public to solve the problem. The nation's highways, bridges, railroads, mass transit, and airports are desperate for repairs and improvements. Many commuters listen to face-off, Al, in bumper-to-bumper traffic jams. The White House plan is all promise, no performance. President Bush wants everyone to pay, except Uncle Sam. The feds are broke, he says, but so are the states and taxpayers, too. Isn't it just a little ridiculous, Al, for President Bush to say no new federal taxes and then call on states and cities to raise their own taxes and impose user fees to bail out his federal transportation plan?
You never want anybody but Uncle Sam to fork over the big bucks. And that's what's running the wheels off our country, Ted. Remember, he's our uncle, not our dad. Ted, that tired old Democratic babble that it's the federal government's fundamental responsibility to bear the entire financial burden of anything under the sun has put this old country in the boat we're in, and we're all going down with the ship in 40 years if we don't bring federal spending under the whip. President Bush has proposed a budget for next year for more than $28 billion for transportation. Ted, the user fees are just a very minor fraction of that outlay. Americans don't want new federal taxes, but they continue to need new roads, bridges, airports, mass transit trains, a strong Coast Guard, and more. It is the federal government's responsibility to share in the cost of those needs, but not to shoulder the whole load. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.